Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com/the read and enter offer code FURY at checkout. That's F-U-R-Y. A better web starts with your website, so head on over to Squarespace now and get started, and we're going to get the show started.
I'm still... haven't figured out a less awkward way to get
start
it started.
The show. Yeah,
because I always say all right, and then I sound like the nerd that I am.
It's fine. I think people find it charming.
No.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Okay.
I am Mrs. Potts.
And I am T.I.'s Instagram ghostwriter.
What?
Be angry.
This is The Read.
It is.
Everyone. Before we move forward, we have a very special guest this week.
Yes.
Great friend to us in the show. Mm-hmm. Hilarious stand-up comedian. Also, let me sleep on his couch numerous times before I moved here. So, welcome to the show, Mike Brown.
Yo, yo, what's up? What's up? Yeah. Do I do that?
Yeah.
I mean, why I don't know. Right? Whatever
that
you want.
That was dope as hell.
It was?
Yeah.
Cool.
I thought
it was a fantastic entrance. So thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
I don't know, I feel like you should have been on the show a long time ago, actually, though.
Yeah, I should be up here all the time. I should just come up here.
I mean, yeah, why not?
I should just come hang out.
Yeah. You know where it is and what floor, just stop by whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Tell everyone really quick, though, like, a bit about yourself and your group.
The group and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? My name is Mike Brown. I'm a comedian from New York City, originally from Harlem, and I do this show every month called Comedy Outliers, and that's coming up on June 28th. It's going to be at the Woolly. That's on 11 Barclay Street. It's going to be a great show. We got comedians from MTV, Comedy Central, NBC, yada, yada, yada. It's dope. It's dope. It's fresh. It's cool. Yeah, mess with it. And, yeah, you get the tickets online, comedyoutliers.com. And in these streets, I'm Kid Fury's cousin, so.
I wasn't going to tell them
so
that.
So it runs in the family.
I'm saying it. I'm saying it. Yeah.
I don't want it to be like, you know, oh, so your cousin on the show.
Because I've seen your stand-up, it is hilarious.
He's not like
and then obviously
that
you're
kind
funny
of
and
like,
ridiculous, so.
He's not one of those cousins. Like, this nigga's hilarious. So.
Yeah, no, he really is.
Wasn't like one of those cousin type shit. But listen, no. What about Decepticomics, though?
Oh, Decepticomics, man. We just had a show out in D.C., which was crazy.
For those of you who are, you might be familiar with Saram Russell.
Yeah.
We talk about Saram.
He wrote one of the reads, the one about George Zimmerman, which everybody is.
And he introduced us in, was it D.C.?
Yeah, in D.C. Yeah. He did the warm up and everything for our show.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
Great.
So,
he's on Decepticomics too.
Yeah. They're fucking Saram Russell, shout out to him.
Yeah. So this is just a group of funny, light skinned dudes. And we got one of them in the studio with us today.
We got all shades too. You know, you like chocolate, we got chocolate there.
Yeah.
You know, waffle color, we got waffle color. Whatever you like khaki, we got khaki.
Neapolitan.
You know, Neapolitan flavor. Polka
mint
dot
chocolate
color.
Chip.
Y'all sound like
whatever
a department store.
Yeah, whatever you
cool.
need.
Did you see that man put Febreze the girl in that car?
Excuse me? Bitch, who
you did not
Febreze?
See the queen on what you on YouTube who likes up. We'll talk about it.
Okay,
later.
Yeah, show me later. I'm mad I missed it, though.
It's fantastic.
It sounds like everything.
So, this week, for Black Excellence, I have two because I forgot to mention Audra McDonald last week. Mm. Audra McDonald is, well, made history at the recent Tony Awards by, A, being the first performer to win in all four performance categories, and then also now has the most Tony Awards from a performer, male or female, in both of those things. There's no man or woman who has accomplished either one of those things. Audra McDonald slays.
She does. Congratulations, legend.
Also, Deanna Jordan is a 28-year-old single mother of three boys. I think you heard about this. Mm-hmm. Graduated from UCLA with 3 degrees. Three kids.
Three
and
kids.
Mama had her first at 18 and her last at 22. She wasted no time.
Right. She okay. was like, okay, well, now that I'm done with that, let me go on ahead.
Get these degrees. Right.
Yes.
Right. She grew up in Compton, but she had a fantastic mentality and got her work done. And I think she got like a standing ovation or something. I'm not sure.
And it didn't even take her that long, really. It only took her like 5 or 6 years, which with three kids.
Because she said, I'm going to do this. She said she's the first in her family to go to college, and she wanted to set a good example for her children. She got 3 degrees in African American studies. So shout out to Deanna Jordan.
Yeah. I think her master's is in African American studies, and then her. Wait, is it a master's or is it 3 bachelors?
No, she has 2 bachelors and a master's.
Jesus. Damn. Oof.
What is your excuse? That's what you have to really be thinking.
Yeah.
When you hear this, it's like, damn. You know what I mean?
Let me go and humble the fuck out of myself.
28, 3 kids.
Man.
Okay.
All her kids need to get like 12 degrees each now.
Right. Yeah.
Like it's all like, there's no excuse. What are you going
to
do?
She's got to be whipping asses over report cards. She has to do it.
No,
you can't be one of those progressive moms. You have to be whipping ass.
You have to.
Over report cards. Now you busted your ass right.
She got a degree in whipping ass by
That's what it should be. It's African American studies.
Y'all not about to bullshit in this lady's house. You just not.
You're not doing it.
This week, not topics. Oh.
Woo.
Several interesting stories.
Okay.
First of all, let's just address Blue Ivy and her crown. Now, on the last episode, we talked about the petition that You Hate Nell started.
And I really feel like we settled that.
I feel like it. Well, I mean, NDRE wrote like a think piece, so it's finished.
It's
like
done.
It's like after like, that, we don't have any more.
Hang it up.
So, Blue and her parents were seen at an art exhibit recently. They took photos of them, obviously, and she had her hair up in a bun, which we have celebrated the bun on this show.
Yeah,
already.
When it made its debut, we talked about it.
I don't know why y'all thought that you and your petition were the reason that Blue Ivy had an updo this week,
right?
Because she's had it before. Like, and also keep in mind that we only see Blue Ivy when niggas take pictures of her.
Amen.
That is it. So what makes you think that she's just always running around looking like Chucky from Rugrats?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing to say that there's like there's nothing wrong with the hair.
It's nothing. I'm saying, right. There's nothing wrong with the hair.
We've seen the bun. We've seen the loose twists. Mm-hmm. We've seen the headbands.
We've seen the curly
attention.
Pro.
They pay attention to this child's hair. The shade was the crown.
It was.
And then she had the attitude with it. Did you see the photos?
I did.
Mama was saying, what were you?
Why?
What were you saying over there?
Did somebody have a comment? Because, bitch, I'm right here.
Oh, that's what I thought.
And the crown was just pre-sale
tickets up now.
Like, oh, have you forgotten who the fuck I am?
It was slightly tilted.
It was. It was just like, don't forget.
Oh, man.
Bitch, I'm still here. Like, you niggas cannot take her.
I can't get enough. Kelly Rowland, we didn't mention this on the show last week either. Kelly Rowland is pregnant.
Yay.
Baby bump and all, right, on Instagram.
I don't know if there's a baby bump yet. She showed, like, some shoes.
I think there is.
Is there?
I think they're, like, doing, like, a yoga pose or something. Y'all didn't see that?
Oh, I didn't see that, but in that video.
You're right. I saw that.
Boom. That's my contribution.
Look at you knowing shit.
Look at me. I mean, I tried to do my research. You know, I ain't going to just come up with
Come on. No. I didn't even remember about
you
that.
You went and found it.
No, yeah, but she, like, announced it, I guess, by going on Instagram, putting some Jordans, like, some baby Jordans and stunting like his daddy or whatever the hell. So
that's cute.
Congrats.
Yeah.
You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
No matter how her album sells,
our love for her,
I will forever love her. Her contribution to music and girl groups, and her skin is flawless.
Yes. Mm.
And she's just so beautiful and has such a great spirit. And she's married now, and good for her. And I picture her and that baby and Blue Ivy being great friends.
And not any of the mean things you niggas on the internet have said about what Kelly
Rowland's
baby
is. No, I feel like Kelly's baby will bring Blue a Diet Coke, like, every Wednesday. But, like, as friends.
Right, not like out of obligation. Not like, bitch, bring me my Diet Coke.
Like, girl, we're super great friends, and I know you love Diet Coke.
Right. It's going to be something like that. Except not Diet Coke, because they're going to be way too enlightened for that shit.
Oh, yeah, like
organic rice milk or some shit.
Like, right, exactly.
Yeah, some super healthy bullshit that nobody else would ever consume.
Like the raw organic milk straight from a unicorn.
Quinoa, kale dimension. Chips and shit. The shit you see on Tumblr will really blow your mind. Like, people eat like
That's
this.
How you found about them gold rolling papers.
Oh, yeah, it is. The rolling papers I got Kid Fury for his birthday. That was your birthday, right? Or was it Christmas?
It was Christmas.
Either way.
They were gold?
Yeah, they had 50
24
carats. 24 carat.
What? I still haven't used them. I just look at them in awe.
You still ain't used them damn papers?
I used one.
Anyway, I bought him some 24 karat gold rolling papers because I saw the shit on Tumblr. So.
Gee shit.
Yeah, that's actually how I learned about a lot of shit. Healthy eating and all kinds of activism. Just Tumblr's where it's at.
I really want for Blue Ivy and North to be friends, though. Like, good friends. Because they both are so... No, I do. Like, I see it for the friendship. Why no?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
Because the daddies don't get along. You can't set a play date up, but the daddies don't get along and the mommies don't get along.
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
I mean, I know that it won't. I mean, it might... No,
they're
going to
sneak around.
I would like
couples
in
the...
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You can't. They can't be all up front with it. They got to be behind.
I just picture them like meeting together under a tree house.
What kind of Loving versus Virginia shit is this?
Anyway, I'm sorry. That was great.
Y'all are some clowns.
No, I'm just saying, like, I live for North. Like, I really do. I can't stand her mother. And I did say on Twitter that she is at the Labella Mafia stage of her face. She don't
even
let anybody else.
No, that's
else
real.
Touch it. Don't let not a needle, not a scalpel, not a moisturizer. Bitch, you need to leave your face the way that it is for the rest of forever.
Not even just her face. Have you
don't
seen what she's done to her body?
Her ass is like giving up.
Yeah,
she looks crazy.
It's tired of sitting up that high. Like, it's been through enough.
You can stop lying on that reality show. Nobody. Yeah. Thinks that any of your parts are original. Mm-mm. Like, yeah. You can just stop with the bullshit, Kim.
My thing is, it's like, it's not terrible. Kim Kardashian is still a beautiful woman. So, like, if you got surgery, you got surgery. Like, just who own it? Why do you... First of all, plastic surgery is so common that we know you've had surgery at this point. Men are still going to like you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That is right.
Maybe more. Thank you.
That is right. We're still down with it. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, fix
Kim
it up.
Kim Kardashian is still fine.
I don't
no matter what.
No matter what she does.
I don't remember a single man who ever saw Nicki Minaj, like, when her ass was like at full on.
When it was really
Bowser.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah, big mode, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember a single straight man that was like, I wouldn't hit.
Nope, not a damn one.
Gross.
They was all like, I'll get over it.
Yeah. I need a
like, it ain't shit.
Yeah, that's just what God wanted to happen.
Exactly.
God and a few doctors.
It was her destiny.
It was God's will that Nicki Minaj get her ass inflated.
Lord, he worked. Jesus.
Bye.
Why not? Anyway, this isn't even about her. I wouldn't be mad if, like, Kanye would, like, drop her off. Just strike. Drive off. Because I
like,
you
know,
like, drop her off at the penthouse or whatever. And just be like, oh, hey, girl, yeah, y'all can play. And then come and pick her up.
Yeah.
Like baby mamas do when they go and take their kids to see their daddies.
Oh, I thought you was going to say to the other baby mamas, because that's usually what it is.
That was Father's Day for some people.
Oh, you know, damn.
Do what you got to do.
Oh, you know what, though? It really was.
It really was. Holla. Like, it really was.
No, but for real.
For real, for real.
I'm just saying, like, Northwest sleepy face. I feel like they're both so unimpressed with regular people, but in different ways. I feel like Blue is more like over it, whereas North is confused. Like, Blue is just like, all you bitches is poor. Like, both my parents slay. You'll never, ever be on my level. Like, why are you even in my presence? I'm tired of your fucking cameras. I'm tired of you being interested. Yes, I am the shit. Build a bridge. Like,
right.
I don't have time. Whereas North is more like, so, like, we're the 1%. And... So, like, they just don't have money? Like...
Right. Like, she hasn't figured it out yet. Like...
Like, they were walking around, and she just was so confused. Like, is that a Coach belt? Like, mama, just, Coach still make belts?
The way you're saying it right now... No, this is going to be deep. This is going to be deep, because it just made sense in my mind.
Okay.
I feel like... Give me a minute. I feel like Blue Ivy is like Magneto.
Exactly.
Okay.
And North is like Professor X.
This is it.
Yes, that makes sense to somebody.
The brotherhood, we are this.
North wants to understand why everyone else is poor. And help them. And you can see it in her face.
Yeah.
Whereas Blue is just like, either you're rich or you die.
Oh, days of Kimye's past.
Exactly.
I get it. I see that. 100%.
I want the movie to be called Blue slays a theater.
Okay.
Coming to a theater near you.
God bless Never. Those children.
They need to do a trailer for that next.
They got to do it.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
One last Beyonce note. Beyonce is doing like an HBO series where she's going to be releasing a bunch of performances from the Mrs. Carter tour, the second leg of it with all the new music. So you'll be able to see performances Blow, Ghost, Beyonce, Heaven, Why Don't You Love Me, Partition, and more ahead of the new episodes of True Blood coming up in like a week or something. True Blood is like around the corner. It's the last season. Amen.
I'm sure that's on the run promo. Like I know that that's
time. Yeah, definitely.
To go on and sell them last 10% of tickets that they ain't sold yet. Because I just read an article on Billboard about how there are rumors going around that the tour's not doing that well, but actually they're fucking slaying. So.
Yeah, Forbes did an article where they said this might be like the second best tour or second best selling tour of all time.
It's something crazy where they are doing extremely well. And then Beyonce just made like $250 million off the Mrs. Carter tour. So it's just like, good God. Like,
I feel like this is like
no money left. She's taking all the money.
Whose money are y'all still collected? Like, jeez. I feel like the rest of us have paid you multiple times.
Oh man.
Okay.
It's Adele's turn. Adele needs to just come on out here and show us what she's working with.
You know, not in the summer, baby, but come fall. Yes, big girl's
because that's the time it's going
to
start getting cool again and she can ruin everyone's lives and make them feel as lonely as they are all over again when it starts to get cold.
She ain't trying to be up knows there her time, in that black smock in fucking July, but
sweat
bees. Okay, come October though, nigga.
Do you think that she's going to, like, write happier music now that she's got a man and a baby? Or do you think she's going to write, like...
Maybe now that she has a baby. But I think you can still tap into old hurt even if you have a man. You can still remember the niggas that came before him and how much you hated they asses. So, we'll see. I don't know how
maybe she'll do a song that's called, like, A Show Turn to Change Him. Or something like...
Okay.
Like, another way to be pissed. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all are just...
Like, I'm not going to no PTA meeting.
I don't want her to be like Mary. You know what I mean? I love Mary, but like when she got really happy, I couldn't really rock with her music as much.
Isn't that really fucked up? It's but so up true.
Like, you feel bad every time you say it, but everybody knows
we
that it's
know
true.
It. When she got percolating, we were like, okay, we'll get it percolating this one time.
Exactly. There's absolutely no hateration in my dancery.
You're damn right.
But there's just, she's one of those performers that is really good at making that hurt music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that
crack
music that she
whatever, it was crack. Shit. And when she went off of it, all of a sudden it's like, no, I'm so glad you're healthy and still around and you look much better and all that, but like,
but just smoke this first before you go.
Imagine.
I'm sorry.
This is why celebrities just be like, fuck the public.
Right. I'm not doing your fuck ass interview. No.
Nope. Can't even
that's
blame
why that's why I don't interview nobody. I'm just on my side. Mind my business.
I love her, though.
Because y'all always want to go against the grain.
Yeah. Always want to just be wild, disrespectful, telling me to get back on crack and shit.
No, I don't want her to get back on it, but I'm just saying before you do this
She's
song.
Just very good at making that hurt music.
I don't think you could just have like a bite of crack and then be done. Like, just put it down. Like, just this one serving of crack was
That good. Was a rich serving of crack.
That really hit the
spot. I'm stuffed.
Oh, I'm all right.
No more crack for me, thanks.
Come back later. I might want to do another one. But right now, thanks. You've been too kind.
I have the itis. That was a good portion of crack.
Good bite of crack.
What is wrong with y'all? Azealia Banks and Clifford Harris had a moment this week.
And Clifford's ghostwriter on Instagram, who is me.
Okay.
I'm just claiming that. It's a lie, but I'm claiming it.
Okay. So, I'll start from the beginning.
Yeah, you should.
Not 100% sure if everyone remembers this, but when Azealia Banks and Iggy Azalea had first sort of gotten, I wouldn't call it getting into it because Iggy didn't really say anything back, but when Azealia had called her out for that, like, runaway slave master line.
Yeah.
And said that she shouldn't have been on the cover of XXL's
Freshman.
Mm-hmm. Iggy did an interview not too long after that with, I want to say, Hot 97. And she brought T.I. with her, which she usually does when she goes to hip-hop radio stations. And they asked her about it, and she was very vague and, like, passive, but T.I. jumped in there and said something to the effect of, like, nobody knows who you are, and maybe you'll suck less next year, and they'll put you on the cover. Something like that. Mm-hmm. And so she came out... She came out and said something like, basically, first of all, girl, nobody was talking to you. And secondly, stay out of this. This is between two girls. Like, mind your business. And so ever since then, she hasn't seen it for him and he hasn't seen it for her. So fast forward to like a few days ago. T.I. has a new song out featuring Iggy Azalea that's called No Mediocre. I have heard maybe 3 seconds of it. But... Azealia Banks tweeted, you say you want no mediocre, but have you seen your wife? Then she, not too long after that, she deleted it. And I guess it wasn't fast enough.
It never is.
It's never, ever fast enough.
It never is, y'all. Once it's out there. It's
because unless all your followers refreshed before they saw it, and they're going to see it.
No. So somebody has always seen it.
Of course, it made its way to the blogs and Tiny's mentions. Tiny posted a picture on Instagram, which was a Rihanna meme that said something like, bitch, why don't you ever worry about yourself? Which, shout out to Rihanna for always being on a meme. Like, Rihanna is so shady that she has faces, just random faces.
Yes.
That are just perfect for memes. And she knows it because she uses all of them.
Yeah. So, her own memes.
Like... great. Anyway.
Yeah.
Not too long after that, T.I. got on Instagram and posted a photo of Azealia Banks from the Atlantis video. Do I even have the whole thing? Yeah, it's from a music video.
Okay.
I can't. It went something like this. You musty-mouthed, thought-body... Let's just take a moment and really let the
evilness of those words sink in, because I personally gave a hearty cackle.
I'm sure that you did.
At Thoughtbot. Like, Thoughtbot. Why?
You really laughed at that.
I did. That,
well, I hate the that, word thought.
No, I hate thought.
Like, it's
thought.
Never.
No, it's so it, stupid.
It's an acronym, or is it like a
It
a
is an acronym, but I think niggas have forgotten that because they don't use it in context of the acronym. I don't like thought at all. But that was funny.
It's so stupid.
Musty-mouthed
stands for that hoe over there.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you didn't know that.
No, I wasn't sure. Like, so wait, yeah, is no. thought bot like that hoe over there? Because
bot is just
like
know.
A bot, like a robot.
Yeah, he
like,
threw the bot part.
But okay, he. Made,
I don't
okay,
know.
That's some Atlanta
this
stuff.
Entire read was very. It was very T.I.
It was very T.I.
Yeah.
It was so.
It was country as fuck.
Because you know, country people will. They will link all of those words together.
They'll pull out everything from your past. All
you're of it. You're a gamer. You know, like when you be fighting and you get all that combo hit up.
One, two, three,
and it has the X next to it.
Yeah.
That's what it is for Southern people. They will call you literally every single offensive thing that they can think of until their mouth is tired.
Oh, can't get your biscuits to rise, ass bitch.
And if you use the word thought and you don't know what NAACP stands for, don't ever, ever speak. Don't say a single word until you figure it out, and I'm done.
Thought is really terrible, but that
it's
shit was
so
funny.
Stupid.
That
it's
shit
not even,
was funny.
Okay, so bot. You musty mouth, thought, bot, bad bodied, syphilis lipped, wreck. It's just so much.
Oof. These are mean words.
He said that he would end her. And something like people fall downstairs every day or whatever the fuck.
That's some Orange Is the New Black type of thing.
Right?
Isn't it? That was really...
Well, you know T.I. enjoys prison. It's nothing.
Like, there's nothing he loves more than being in prison.
He's just like, well, there go my outfits. Let me go on and make my cut. He be ready. That nigga T.I. is ready every time he go back to jail.
Night
like,
bag for prison.
Okay?
He's ready to go.
He probably do come back in prison just like Orange Is the New Black. Like, y'all niggas knew I was coming back. Get the fuck out my bed.
So, from there, Azealia Banks hopped on there. The thing that I will admit that I am, of course, a little biased because I like Azealia Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like T.I.'s catalog.
Yes.
He's been really weird lately.
Yeah. Not so much the newer stuff, but I do fuck with T.I.
Like,
historically.
Right.
Yes.
I thought this was stupid, though. Her response to all of that was basically, your wife has a meth face and she can't read. And I laughed so hard because it was like, wait, what?
It is
like
true.
For all of that, and she's, your wife has meth face. She can't read. You wanted to teach your kids the value of a dollar, and you gave them jobs at a pizza shop. Like, it was just so messy from every angle except for poor Tiny. Tiny didn't do nothing.
Okay. Like, why you even put Tiny in this shit, Azealia? But I really didn't think, even though Lord knows I'm no fan of hers, I really didn't think that she did anything that bad for him to go off on her like that, especially with the low-key threat. Like, nigga, you know you want probation always. Why would you even say something that sounds like a threat to somebody else? Now, if she find a way to get your ass back in jail, that's exactly what she gonna do. So I don't think it'll be that big of a deal, but I just thought this whole thing was messy.
I think for her, it was more like, it didn't need to go that far. Like, you're not going to threaten me. Like, you could be mad about what I said, but you don't need to threaten me. Which, at the same time, it's like, I mean, that nigga could have an attempt at a Cosby reality show. He's still a trap boy. Like, he's still a nigga.
Nobody thinks otherwise
trap.
Either.
You know what I'm saying? So, he doesn't give a fuck about Azealia Banks being a woman or much younger than him or whatever. Yeah. He's just going to act stupid because that's his mentality.
It just don't look good. It just doesn't look good, though. For him to portray himself as the king of the South, which he is. Okay. I don't think he needed to do all that.
Trick Daddy is my king of the South. That's I understand what you're saying.
It seems crazy because T.I. himself is so disrespectful to Tiny that.
Thank you. That was my shit.
Like, wasn't really shit. Like, you do way worse than Tiny all the time.
She didn't lie.
Nope. Mm-mm. And didn't.
And what kind of agitated me, because I understand that people do not like Azealia Banks for a list of reasons, and I am not going to fight you on that. Feel free to hate her. I don't, whatever. Mm-hmm. But y'all are not going to be putting comparison photos and shit next to each other and be talking about she looks. On any other day, if that was any nigga from Black Twitter, you would have retweeted that shit to the sky and back, because we all know what Tiny looks like.
Right.
Okay? And you can think Azealia Banks is ugly, bitch. You can think I'm ugly. Tiny is still not no goddamn
y'all know
Naomi Campbell.
Tiny face look like it's melting just a little bit. Like, y'all not finna sit here in front like all them surgeries and shit.
Y'all call her Wilbur and Miss Piggy every other day.
She ain't pretty to nobody but T.I. And maybe not even him. He always on Instagram with some new
host. Thank you. Yep.
So for you so mad and calling her all this shit and talking about people fall downstairs and shit. Like, nigga, why don't you respect your wife? Like,
thanks.
Before you ask somebody else to respect your wife.
Thanks.
And it's a million Instead people on Twitter saying way worse shit about her. It wasn't even that bad.
It wasn't.
In
it
the
was
grand
like,
scheme of tiny insults, it wasn't shit.
And she may not have even have been talking about her looks, although I'm sure she was. But she kept saying, your wife can't read. So she's talking about, like, she may have been like, you know.
But didn't Azealia drop out of high school? Let's not do the intellectual battle.
But she's extremely bright, though. I don't know if she did drop out of high school, but the bitch, like, if you don't even have to agree with everything that she's saying. I'm telling you, she has logic behind the things that she's talking about. She's not stupid.
Okay.
She may be dumb in the way that she handles a lot of things online.
She may need to
log off for sure.
Let somebody change her.
But
she's
not a dumb girl. Okay. She's extremely bright, but she just doesn't give a fuck. She's a chick from Harlem. She don't care. She knew she shouldn't have tweeted it, which is why she deleted it. And she even said afterwards, like, I shouldn't have said it. I get it, but it was funny to me. Who gives a fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? So
I mean, I'm actually on her side, I guess, on this one. Just because I really feel like it was a way big overreaction to something that was not that big of a damn deal. And if it wasn't for all that history between them, like, it would have just went ignored, like, so many thousands of other comments about Tiny go ignored.
Especially because when you're, like, someone in the public eye, for whatever reason, you can't say anything about anybody else in the public eye or anyone else's brand without someone, like, picking you apart for it. Yeah. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I'm not 100% sure how I feel about that yet, but it just is. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, she knows it, she gets it, whatever, it's dumb. I just feel like T.I., I understand he feels like no one can say anything about my family. Like, even the way that he was talking when he was on The Breakfast Club recently, they asked him about it, and he was like, you know, just, it's a respect thing, and as a man, you know, like, instinctive nigga shit. Street nigga instincts.
Yep. Yeah.
They just feel like, you know, you're not gonna say whatever about my wife, but I can post pictures with random blonde bitches in Brazil right after I fought this nigga at Fatburger. He talking about mediocre women. I love women of all sizes, but don't wear a size two that's two sizes too small or something like that. Or if you don't have a pedicure, then don't wear open toe sandals. All of these things about women and how they should, how not to be perceived as mediocre. But it's like, you talking about images, you fought this nigga at Fatburger. Like, you approached this nigga over burgers and shakes and punched him in the face over this same wife that you then went and shaded, and you shaded her before then.
Right.
You have shit on Tiny for as long as we've known that you and Tiny have been together.
Right. Yeah. How many kids has he had since he and Tiny first got together? Like, kids that are clearly not
that
her.
We know
Tiny
that.
Take care of other girls' kids. Yeah. Like, she is the most loyal, and I'm sure that's why you married her.
Exactly.
But don't sit up here and have standards for women when you know Tiny still uses her finger to read. Like, do it. When you know she got to sound out her syllables and shit, you're not finna sit up here and have a list of qualities that a woman must have. Bitch, probably, no, you're just not going to do it.
She probably read audiobooks or something. Don't.
Okay,
don't.
You listens to.
That's
trying
it.
To give
Tinyaudible.com/3.
Use the promo code.
Hey,
get
you know
some.
What? Yes.
Get you all the books.
Get you a free trial.
I'm sure they've got one fish, two fish, a red and a blue fish.
But Majin King and who all them assorted names.
If this, any other, we talk about, we do this shit all the time.
We do.
And like, I low-key do kind of feel bad for Tiny, although I'm not going to sit up here and act like Tiny is pretty because she's just not. She's probably got a pretty spirit.
Yes.
She was pretty, though. She was.
When?
In the 90s.
In Escape Day, she was passable.
Prettier.
She was dateable.
She
prettier.
Was prettier.
Attractive.
People. Remember Escape, like, and then I remember Biggie calling him ugly and saying, well, he ain't lying.
Well,
like, I remember that.
I mean, it's not like they were just gorgeous, but Tiny looked better.
She looked better than
but,
she
I mean,
looks
of course,
now.
She's older now, and she takes after her mama, and her mama is Caucasian, so it's just certain things. You know, black girls just...
This went down an alleyway that we weren't known we was going to
anyway,
go there. GPS told us to go the other way.
So, I mean...
just
saying,
black girls tend to hold up better over time. We just do. It's the
this
melanin.
Is true.
That's science.
Okay, which is
true.
Why there's, like, that weird... I think we talked about, is it good genes or a good doctor? Whatever.
Oh,
TMZ,
yeah.
One of the blogs does. And they put like a picture of Chris Rock, and then like another week they did the Olsen twins. It's like, well, black people just historically we
But you know them Olsen twins and that diet of cocaine.
Yeah, well, see, they need to get just a bite. If they just had a bite.
And working like the black father that actually stayed at home.
Yes.
They've been working like that since birth.
Okay.
Like
you
Julius.
Know what?
From Everybody Hates Chris.
They working like Terry Crews out here.
The Olsen's parents have probably been like, my kids have 85 jobs. I don't have to be here.
Bitch, my kids had
two
straight to DVD
movies this year.
They
got a Jamaican. They got a Jamaican thing behind them.
Exactly.
That's what they're, the Olsen. The twins are Olsen.
I can't do this.
The Olsen Mumbleclot twins.
At all.
That's what they're doing. That's right. That's right.
That's a very good accent.
Thank you.
I tried to do one before and I'm not allowed anymore.
What happened? It was really bad?
Well, it was my Rihanna impersonation and it just didn't.
It was just so awful. It was just so bad.
I just don't know what the fuck I was doing.
So very terrible.
It was really bad, yeah.
But my British accent sucks too, apparently.
Yeah.
I sound like a vampire from Sweden or something, apparently.
I thought it was Australian the first time I heard it.
Anyway,
okay.
Tiny has been ride or die for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Some would say there would be no T.I. without Tiny. And also, did she almost catch a case the last time this nigga went to jail too?
Yes.
Yep.
She
over
did.
Over that car. That
car shit, the drugs in the car, the drugs
some,
or whatever.
Some like... obviously dumb traffic mistake, a left at a red light or some stupid shit.
She took the fall for that, for most of it, I think.
She almost went to prison. It was like, now who is going to take care of all 60 of these kids while both of their parents are in jail? And she's still with them and loves them down.
Yeah, I don't think. She is better than me, I guess.
Then it makes sense why T.I. jumped out the window like that. It makes a little bit of sense then, right? Right?
Not when you just jumped in the window.
Not when they just right.
With your
not
white
when they just got done
week.
With all that controversy. Not like they just got done.
It was
with that
so
whole
odd.
Fight.
It was like, but.
But didn't you just like last week though get on Instagram talking about I'm going to the Tony Awards, and then for all you Shekinah types who don't know what the Tony Awards are, like you a bit of an asshole.
To
Tiny and her friends. So
he's never really shaken that like nigga. Like, it's just always going to be there.
Yeah.
Last story. Bit controversial. Zendaya Coleman.
Oh, I thought this was going to be about Kanye photoshopping the wedding picture.
Girl, don't worry about that. Zendaya Coleman is a 17-year-old Disney star, and she has recently been cast as Aaliyah for a movie that will air on Lifetime. Now, the streets are
pissed. 17.
17?
Damn.
Here's a photo.
Yeah, I
see
her.
Zendaya standing next to a Zendaya photoshopped next to a photo of Aaliyah. I guess she was on some red carpet recently. What is this? A Virgin, a Mattel party? Saying,
did she wear Tommy, like Tommy Girl on purpose? Like in 2014?
Yeah, I guess it was supposed to be like, oh, look at me dressed like Aaliyah, who I'm going to be playing in this movie. But like, what?
Mm-mm. No, too soon. You should have waited.
I would have known who she was if this was like Halloween. Like if she would have came to my Halloween party dressed, I would have been like, girl, who are you supposed to be?
I'm supposed to be light skinned.
Like, yeah. I'm a light skinned chick from the 90s.
Yeah, be a B-girl from the 90s. Yeah, that's what that looks like.
Yeah.
Because Aaliyah had the whole swoop with the bang. It's not enough to just have long straight hair.
Well, they tried
it. No, but you need to have that. No, that swoop was together. It was signature.
Iconic. Yeah,
right.
Iconic swoop.
For a long ass time. I don't know if this was a rumor everywhere, but in Oklahoma, we thought Aaliyah was blind in that eye, and that's why she
Oh my God, I remember
over.
That.
That was like a real ass rumor. Niggas dead ass thought Aaliyah was like missing an eye.
I thought she had no eye back there. Oh my God, I remember that.
The swoop was iconic, so if you gonna be Aaliyah, bitch, you need to go in there and get the
Do you not remember that, Mike?
And jail.
In New York, we didn't think that. We were just like, oh, that's just the style. We didn't think she had, like, visual problems.
Nah.
Like,
we definitely thought that bitch could not see.
We ain't defaulted. She must be fucked up.
Well, we did.
We were just like, maybe she got style. Like,
what's
wrong with this?
That bitch must be missing an eye back there.
Yep.
Because we have.
Right. So this little swept to the side or whatever is not going to do. They going to have to get in there with some tools, a fine tooth comb and some gel or something. They're going to
She was
that
recently
thing,
on 106 in Park, which was really interesting. I didn't watch the clip, but I want to because it should be interesting seeing how she dealt with Keisha Shantae, who for the longest. Like, I remember being like. I think in like my first year of college or something, like a long ass time ago, people were saying Keisha Shantae was going to play Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
And so for her to be like, hey girl, so took a job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's let me talk
you
to you about it.
Why, like, you can't, I understand maybe having hurt feelings, but you have to understand why they cast
Keisha Shantae is the only notable star that I can think of that I'd be like, okay, I can see it for that. Because she looks like her and she can. I think she can sing.
But this is for Lifetime, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we're like, worried. Exactly.
And this is the unauthorized biography.
Yeah. It's not like Ray.
It has
her
none of the good shit in it.
Her family is protesting it.
Yeah. Her family is trying to get it blocked. It's not going to have. It's based off of a book. And the book, I think, doesn't even talk about any of the R. Kelly shit or any of that. So it's just like,
not
who is even going to watch this?
Ain't nobody going to watch
it. It's giving me Flex Alexander as Michael Jackson.
Oh, and that was the worst biopic of all
it
time.
It doesn't get worse than that.
It does.
That killed him,
not,
too. That killed him.
Right.
It did kill him.
What the fuck has he done since? It was wretched.
That killed him out here in these streets.
He looked like one of those powdered donuts that come in the white bag.
I knew it. Bitch,
you know
I knew
I'm talking
it.
About?
Yes.
It was dreadful. Oh, how did you, like, he must have been caught in his contracts and they were like, either you do it or we're suing you, nigger. Like, you either film, you get your ass out there and you tap dance, boy.
Yeah.
Like, there's, really because weird. How did you look at that? Like, who did makeup
right.
for this movie?
It was so bad.
That was somebody's cousin did makeup for that movie.
Absolutely.
His cousin. Like, not
his
even
cousin.
A makeup artist, just somebody who goes to fucking Target a lot.
It must have been Tyler Pratt. Or whatever her friend Arnaz.
That wasn't even the same. Okay.
Somebody on 101 did that fucking makeup.
The fact
sis.
That I could not even remember the name. I was about to say Up
what
All Night, but that was something else. Whose
was
show was Up All Night?
I don't know what
was that
you're
like a TV
about.
One something, or was that like a,
I don't know.
That
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that sounds like some new old stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway.
It was sad. This girl, though.
You know, I really, really like Zendaya, though, because she's actually she's adorable. She's very talented. She can dance. And I didn't really watch the Disney show. That was after Disney was good. I mean, that was, I guess, after I
you
got
aged
too old
right on out
watching.
Of Disney. Yeah.
Right. So I never really watched the show, but I am familiar with her, and I think that she's adorable. She's always on red carpets, dressed really nicely, except for this picture
of her. They're not filming yet, are they?
No, they haven't started filming yet.
So they just casted her.
Yeah, they just casted her.
She's on promo. Like, she's doing a promo run already. Like, it's not even.
Listen,
I don't know who told her to do that.
She's thirsty.
I feel like they probably did tell her. You know, she said, you know, that she's Aaliyah has like shaped her career and all of this, and it's like, but she died long before you were born. Right.
Like, I mean, she died in 2001, which was 13 years. So she died when you were 4. How do you even know about Aaliyah? Like, what?
I mean, I'm sure you like.
I mean, but that it's quite different lot, for though. Those of us who know her entire. Like, I was around for the beginning, middle, and end of Aaliyah's
exactly.
career. So
let me see you go back.
Ooh, it's the
I almost. I wish I could sing because I almost.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They're listening right now, moving their shoulders. They're listening right now, just moving their shoulders.
Now it's playing in my head.
But I mean, if I can listen to Billie Holiday and Nina Simone, then why couldn't some kids listen to Aaliyah and be like, oh, I lived
okay.
for
her. It's
so
true.
Sure. And I mean, I really, again, I think that she's adorable, and it made me kind of think of the TLC movie, because when they announced the TLC cast, I was like,
oh, niggas clown.
You niggas keep this, because what we will not do.
Right. Nah, for real.
Because I was a
little mama.
Hardcore TLC fan, and I was big fan of Aaliyah too, but I remember when I saw that, and it was Lil Mama that I really had the biggest issue with, because I was like, Lil Mama ain't done shit. Lil Mama does not look like Left Eye. Lil Mama does not sound like Left Eye. Shame on you. A pox on all your houses. Like, I was livid.
You were.
And I watched it, and she impressed me.
Yeah.
She was the best.
She was the best part of the movie. She was the best actress, and not even an actress. Like, wait a minute.
She killed it.
She was so good. So I would like to give Zendaya, you know... I just don't think I'm going to watch
really
it.
Think
y'all
this
let
movie
me
is,
know how it goes.
I don't think this movie is going
to
make it.
I don't think it's going
to
be done.
They need
well.
To do a theatrical with an unknown and just let that happen. Like when they got Zoe with doing Nina Simone or something, just give me an unknown.
Yeah.
Or give me somebody who looks just like the person.
What is wrong with casting unknowns? There's so many talent that's out here. There's so much talent out here that could be perfect for the role, but you always want to pick the new hot bitch on the street, the new hot whatever, and sell like no. What's her name? Adapiro? Pariah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Oh,
now you
why
know I can't
was
say her name.
She not Nina Simone.
She really should have. Been.
Did she just not want to do it?
Are they still gonna put that shit out?
Is yes.
They filming.
Who is going to see that though? Nobody.
Not black ass me.
Probably not black ass nobody. Probably just a bunch of white people who are like, oh my God, Nina Simone, I loved her in college.
And then the story is all backwards and hell as hell and not even accurate.
And that's the same thing they're doing with this Aaliyah shit. Like, you cannot tell the Aaliyah story without talking about R. Kelly.
You don't
talk
about the aura. You doing everybody a disservice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't gotta
go too
deep.
About at least how nasty his ass is.
Yeah. Listen, the first song, Let Me See You Go Back, you gotta have him somewhere.
How are you going to have this 17-year-old girl playing, I'd assume, a 17-year-old Aaliyah, and not at all? What is what?
So you just
gonna Blackground really needs to piss off. Like, they need to piss all the way off, because they've got to be the ones that keep on selling this shit to people.
Yeah.
Like that Drake album that he was supposed to do.
Oh yeah.
I'm certain the only reason that never hit shelves is because people unanimously said, piss off.
Yes.
No. We don't want it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we would really be angry with you if you take this girl's music and fuck it up. Put your Drake ass emotions on it. Don't do it.
So
just crying all over the vocals.
Like, come on, bro.
Zendaya, it's nothing personal, sweetheart. I just can't.
Good luck to you.
Wish you the best, boo.
It doesn't sound like the best role, though. Like, I wouldn't even want to be in the movie that's not telling her truth.
Yeah, she's not ready for that. She what she needed to do was just film that movie, keep it cool, film a movie, do a thing, and let that work speak for itself. But you coming out in a Tommy Hilfiger in the red carpet, haven't even shot a scene yet, haven't even looked at a script yet, you just know you in the movie.
Look at me, bitch. You know? I am Aaliyah.
Did you see Tiana Taylor's audition
tapes? I was just going to bring that up.
We'd be on the same level.
Late.
Yeah. I was just like, But then she said she backed out when she realized the family wasn't behind
it. No, her friend said that she backed out.
Oh, okay.
When, whatever. Because he posted all of these different, like, 15-second tape or clips from her audition tapes on Instagram saying, I feel like she was the one who deserved it, but she didn't want to do it because Aaliyah's family wasn't involved or whatever, which is very, you know, admirable of her. But then she don't deserve it. How does she deserve it if she ain't want it?
Well...
And first, if she would, if they would have said that Aaliyah's going to be played by Teyana Taylor, I wouldn't have been there for that shit either, because she don't look like Aaliyah either.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not really worried about the looks. I'm worried about like the story they're gonna tell, and I just feel like regardless of who they put in this cast, the story itself is gonna be fucked up.
It's Lifetime, all of it.
It's Lifetime. It ain't. She gonna get kidnapped or something at the end of the movie. Like it ain't gonna be.
They gonna rewrite the shit.
It's Lifetime. I mean, come on. What was really gonna happen on this movie?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah, it's not for us, man.
I would like for you to look as close as possible to the person that you're supposed to be portraying, and also be talented enough to carry the role and give us the story that we're looking for. I have not received any inkling that that is
And you have
about
not given
happen.
Me any of this.
So, no thanks. But shout out to Zendaya. I think she's adorable. That's it for Hot Topics this week. Let us take a break, and we will be back to listen to your letters.
Okay.
Hopefully there won't be any grief or fuckboys this week, but you never know. Grieving and fuckboy, that's a weekly occurrence. Okay. Hey, y'all, don't forget to go check out our sponsors at Audible. As always, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/read, you can get a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. That's access to tons of amazing content. I haven't talked about Don Miguel Ruiz in a long time, but his book, The Four Agreements, is fantastic. It will probably change your life if you haven't read it already. So go check that out. You can get the content on your Kindle, Fire, iPod, iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and over 500 MP3 players.
Yes, you can choose from over 150,000 titles on Audible, which means you'll always have something to listen to on the train after you've listened to the read, of course. And they have great bestsellers from writers like Stephen King and John Grisham. You head right on over to audiblepodcast.com/read, and your first book is free. You get a free 30-day trial, and they have the great listen guarantee, which means if you don't like the book you choose, you can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no question asked. So there's really no reason not to sign up. That's audiblepodcast.com/read. Head on over and get you some education.
And let's continue. So now it is time for the listener letters.
It is. Send your questions, comments, concerns, whatever.
Send your questions.
To asktheread@gmail.com. And let's see. The first question this week comes from A, and it says, I've been with my boyfriend for almost 5 years. We started dating when I was 19 and he was 20. Our relationship has had its share of issues, but we always found a reason to keep at it. Recently, he said to me, you want me to trust you, right? Well, you have the password to my phone, but I don't have yours. If you have nothing to hide, then I should have it. Okay. I feel that everyone in a relationship is entitled to privacy, which includes emails, journals, and cell phones. I know the password to his phone, but I never asked for it. He decided on his own to show it to me, but I don't even remember it. Am I wrong for wanting to tell him to fuck off for thinking he needs to know my password? How do you guys feel about your mate having your passwords? And is there really such a thing as privacy when you're in a committed relationship? Do you think that sharing passwords is showing that you trust your partner? I love the show and both of you.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Mike, do you have any perspective on this?
Yeah, a man showing his password is just saying that, hey, I got another phone you don't know about. That's all I mean.
Right?
So you can do what you want to do. But if you ain't married, ain't no reason for nobody to have access to nothing.
You know, so the fact that he volunteered the password is just like, girl.
Girl, here you go. You got
a password to the burner.
Yeah, probably got a password to an iPhone 4, not a 4S, just a 4. He got a Galaxy 5.
Shit.
Yeah, just hiding out somewhere.
I personally don't think that you should feel obligated to share your lock code or password to anything with anybody else.
Yeah, why would she need to check?
Yeah, it's just like, what is he so worried about that's in your phone? Why is he pressed to even see it?
Is her Instagram account locked?
Is it? Does she have another Instagram? I heard about a nigga doing that, actually.
This is one of those stupid-ass, unnecessary trust tests that don't ever need to happen.
And they don't mean shit.
And they really don't mean anything. If you don't have anything to hide, then just exchange passwords. There you go. Yeah. If you don't wanna, don't. And then that's really like, that is the end of it. I do think that like, if you're in a committed relationship that you should know each other's passwords, but not because it should be like, here's the password to my phone. you should trust me. I feel like it's probably one of those things where it's just like you have your partner's phone, maybe because yours died, and it's like, oh, what's the password? And they tell you, and then you just know it. Like, I just feel like if you're in a committed relationship, eventually you will just know each other's passwords, and hopefully there's no, like, no dirty shit that's going on in the dark, and there's no fucking reason to hide anything. So if you ain't hiding nothing and you know his password, then...
And what if you just don't want him in your phone? Like, I mean, I'm
so
thinking
about
if I'm
dating
someone.
Your password, then do you think that giving him your password means that he's going to be then infiltrating your phone?
Absolutely.
Yep.
That is the one reason he's asking for it, because he wants to be able to look in your phone.
So that means
he
does not trust you and you have a problem there.
Yes.
It's not about the phone.
It's not.
That's what people never, like, we need to acknowledge.
Come
that.
On,
it's
then.
Never actually about the phone. Mm-hmm. It's about the fact that I'm not sure what you're up to. I don't trust you. Let me go and look into X, Y, and Z.
They need to.
And that will, that.
Or I just want to see what's going on in your life that maybe you aren't telling me about.
That's it.
That lack of trust will then spill over into something other than the phone and whatever the fuck else. Where were you and what time? That's all it is. So yeah.
I think you're right about that. Like, if you get started with this shit, it's just gonna get like, if insecurity is the problem behind this, then giving him the password is not gonna fix it. Because if he goes in your phone, he's just gonna find something to be mad at, whether it's there or not. Like, if he's insecure or jealous or whatever the hell else, then y'all need to get to the root of that and not really be worried so much about the password or whatever the hell else.
Listen, it took me a minute, but I just, like, I'm not going to. If I feel the need at all to, like, look through your shit at this stage in my life, I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
Because it's like, what are we doing? You either are going to not find anything and feel dumb, or you're going to find exactly what is it is that you're looking for and be pissed.
Right.
So, no.
I need to do trustful exercises or something before you do all this password.
Right.
Just stand in front of me, close your eyes, put your hands on your shoulders and fall back.
Right. And let me catch you.
Let me catch you. If I don't catch you, then you can't get my password.
It's up to you, girl. But it's really not about the phone.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Okay.
And you ain't forget his goddamn password.
You know what? Do you think she practices it sometimes?
That's not something a woman forgets.
She got it typed in the notes on her phone.
Like, no, she may.
Just in case. Right. Just in case.
Saved
she
in the notes.
She know he ain't shit.
Before I was saved. Now, I used to go in my girlfriend's phones all the time. Like, daily. I used to be in my girl's phone. Like, oh yeah, who you texting? What y'all talking about? Let me scroll all the way up. Oh, this your cousin? Let me see. Okay. Like, oh no, I really would. Like, while she was in the shower or something, I'd be like, yep, time to go see if it's something to see.
Fellas, take your phone in the shower with you. Ladies, take your phone in the shower. Yeah. Get a waterproof casing.
Yeah.
Gotta be right.
Better hide your shit.
Hide
or
it.
Just behave yourself.
That was back when I gave a shit. These days, I don't really give a damn about anybody like that. Like, I just don't even care anymore. But there used to be a time, especially in like my early and mid-20s, where I was just all about what's in your phone. And if I wasn't number one on your MySpace top 8, bitch, forget it. We might as well break up.
Working at feeling absolutely too cunt for that. Like, I'm just working on feeling like, you know what? If that's what you want to do, you can go ahead and do that. Because them chickens is ash and I'm lotion.
If I even get the vibe that you would rather be somewhere else, then I'm going to just let you go be somewhere else.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to fight for somebody to come want to be around me or be with me or stay faithful to me. Like, I don't have that kind of time anymore. But I used to.
And I am a garden rose. And your ass is a weed.
She held that chin up so high.
Why is this
about you? I like the beach. I love her.
That show is everything.
It's so good.
It really is. Okay, let's move on.
I hate when you do that.
Yeah.
When you grimace, like, right before a letter.
Because I have to review them real quick and then I remember the content. I'm like, ooh, yikes. I don't know. This girl, we have somebody here who's having trouble dealing with a breakup. Oh, God. So let's tap
what
into.
What makes this different than the other?
You are rude.
No. It's got to be something different.
Naomi said, she's just looking for some advice.
Okay.
I recently found out the guy I was dating for the past 9 months has been in a relationship with someone else the entire time. I obviously ended it.
Fucking dick.
9 months?
Oof.
Who?
That's a pregnancy.
Right.
How are you that committed to cheating
on
somebody?
That's a whole human gestation.
What? Like, were you just going to go with two bitches forever? Like, anyway. I obviously ended it and I'm currently devastated. I've noticed that whenever I'm deeply hurt, I have a pattern which usually involves me sleeping with somebody I really have nobody sleep.
That's what makes it different.
Because number one, I hate the trial and error process of finding somebody who's really good in bed, and I want to make sure if I have sex, it's worth my time. Two, it's convenient, and three, sex is a great mood enhancer. Anyway, I'm trying not to do that this time,
you
but
bet
of course,
sweet ass it is.
Great mood. Being in a vulnerable state has me thirsty for testosterone. I'm going. That sounds what? Disgusting.
This is exactly what makes it different.
I've gone on a couple of dates and such and entertained the idea of maybe having casual sex, but it seems like doing this is just putting a band-aid over something that really needs stitches. I've always been comfortable in my singlehood, but when my spirit is broken like this, all I want is affection, attention, and some good penis. When it comes to breakups, is it better to listen, she's being very real.
You
is
are opening up, sweetheart. No pun intended.
Really?
Continue.
Is it better to spend some time alone and heal, or to get back out there to get your mind off of your breakup? Other than eating ice cream and listening to Drake, what are some ways I can cope with my heartbreak in a way that is healthy and won't lead me to make a decision I will likely regret later? Girl.
So much just happened.
No?
Like a lot of things.
She say like she's going through these breakups, and normally during a breakup, she just runs back to an ex and just fucks him because it's easy and you don't have to think about it and you already know he's good in bed. But she's trying to avoid that shit because it's obviously self-destructive and she's not dealing with her emotions.
This is, okay. The last time that I had like a really bad breakup and I was like devastated, I felt that opposite. Like, I didn't want to have sex with anybody for the longest time because I kind of felt like I don't know, like I don't want to say my body, but I just kind of felt like I was like linked to that person. Like, I couldn't see myself. Sex is a little bit more emotional for me.
Oh,
so I can't all the work you got to put in first.
No, I'm not.
God damn
absolutely.
It.
You know I have.
I'm not rinsing.
I'm a champion for your cause. And the 12 steps you have to go through in order to even get in the preparation for sex is just so.
Acceptance is the first step.
Tedious for you. Like, my nigga, the work you put in, you should be commended.
Anyway.
Round of applause.
I'm just saying, I find this interesting because when I was like, it was completely different for me. I was just like, I can't fuck anybody. Like, no one is that person. And whatever. So this is interesting, but I would say that if you're don't use dick as like a eat chocolate like everybody else. Just eat ice cream.
Like, I think she's saying like I need to not sit around and eat ice cream and listen to Drake though. Like
she needs to love herself.
I mean, as long as you're
I was dead serious, but the face.
Nah. Yeah, because he was for real, and that was actually real.
It's like
expand on that.
Oh, you really mentioned you to love herself.
She ain't loving herself because she getting with all these other dudes to fulfill something that she doesn't give herself. That's why she can just go and do that. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like you know, Fury over here, he was like he loved himself at that point after the breakup. He was like, you know what? I'm a chill. Because I know what I'm worth, and I thought I was worth that thing, and I need to reevaluate some things. And that's just like a restructuring of the company.
Oh.
Now, if your company fucked up, you don't just start hiring everybody. You don't just start temping everybody, you know? You got to be like, let me just really look at what's going on. Let me chill, and let me rebuild. Now, what she just doesn't love herself too much. And
I
she
see.
Kept, Naomi, you'll be fine, boo.
How deep?
Get with some Netflix and some ice cream. Don't do that, Drake.
Exactly.
Drake is going to mess you up. Drake is going to mess you all up.
Oh, yeah, girl. You don't want to go down that road.
Please don't do it, because if one of us goes in and we all go through
that's
it.
That's one thing.
Book of Drake.
Why?
Chapter. All right. Don't listen to
I've
it.
Never Why? Been like the I'm sad or I'm going through a breakup, let me listen to a sad song. I listen to the happiest song. I will play Destiny's Child Happy Face. I will listen to fucking whatever the hell. I'll listen to Elmo's World. I don't give a fuck. Whatever is gonna put a smile on my face. I can't listen to sad music. What I think 4 came out one time, like around the time that I had like a bad heartbreak situation.
Mm-hmm.
I did not listen to like 7 of those songs for months. I was like, nope, can't do it. Mm-mm.
Not like I Care. This. I Care is the worst song to listen to during a breakup.
Don't do it.
Like,
I Care.
Oh
I miss
my
you.
God. Oh, you Jesus.
You don't need a soundtrack. You don't need a soundtrack for
you
your
pain.
No, I don't. No.
I do that though. I wallow in it when me and my first girlfriend like broke up for the first time. Alicia Keys had just come out maybe a few months before that, and I listened to Fallen. Why? But I listened to Fallen on repeat for like an entire summer. Like, what? like, what am I doing? Like, just sitting in the bed crying.
Then, so it
and she was a stud, right?
Down.
So you know I was in love. And it just, ugh. It was a lot. So I would say avoid that if you can. Like,
after the hurricane?
Put the Adele away.
Good God.
It's a lot of music out there that maybe is just going to make your mood worse.
Don't listen to vocalists.
Yeah.
You like can listen to somebody who can't sing. Don't listen to a vocalist.
Don't listen to a vocalist. Listen to Jasmine Sullivan. You're going to be all in your feelings for a week.
Don't listen to somebody with talent.
You need let one of these motherfuckers belt or give you a good run. It's over. I think like Mike said, you have to just kind of do like some self-evaluation and take time with yourself and accept the hurt. Because it's just gonna. Like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. You will try and find quick ways to get over the hurt. And it may work for however long that nigga's lasting. You know, hopefully a few hours. But.
You know what?
It's gonna come back.
The
only thing that really heals that kind of wound is time.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
I can't tell you. And it'll be fine.
When you'll get past it. But eventually you just come to a point where you're like, oh, girl, I'm good.
But you have to live in that hurt, though, for a while.
And it just blows.
However long it takes. Yep. And you know it, too. You're just like, okay, well, I'm just sit here with some hurt-ass feelings for the next 6 months.
That's right.
Damn.
And that's it.
It's depressing. Okay, our last question, short and sweet, comes from Michaela, who said, I noticed that you guys have been on your healthy shit lately. Eating right and working out. I was a little terrified that Kid Fury turned Popeyes down. Don't really get that.
What?
None of us do.
It was the realest struggle I've ever been through.
Looking like you not even can no more. Like,
yeah,
you
like he doesn't even know who I am anymore.
What the? What?
It was very hard. I had just left the gym. And I told myself, I left the gym, I had an amazing workout, and I'm gonna eat something good. Like, I'm going to do well. I also had to make a detour. You know the detour I'm talking about.
Yes.
And there was
the ratchetness.
My favorite detour.
And there was a Popeyes right there. And I was just like, oh, God, it smells like heaven.
And you have to walk past it to get
right
to where we're going. So it's just like,
it's
oh,
like,
my
it's
God.
It's like Jesus in the pit.
Like,
Satan came with some Popeyes.
Exactly. What are you even supposed to do?
Sure.
And the chicken and waffle tenders are out. And I don't give a fuck, but they're not like chicken and waffles. Like, real things.
Yeah.
They are good, though. Yeah. And I want them right
now. They're not
the
same, but they work.
I want them right.
Anyway, back to Michaela's question.
Yeah.
Michaela.
So, she said, what is your favorite song or your favorite type of music that you like to listen to when you guys are working out? I actually have a whole playlist Spotify of workout music. And then I also, SoundCloud is really good for finding like long ass mixes. You can usually find mixes of like 45 minutes or an hour.
I made one.
I have a Beyonce mix that and you didn't send it to me? I have a Beyonce mix that I love, and I play that sometimes. But otherwise, I get really into like ratchet shit. She was saying that Trina came on, Baddest Bitch or something, and she went like extra hard
on
the treadmill.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
There's
it's a lot of music like that
that
does that to me.
It's just great. Yeah. I have one. I have a playlist called Tummy Tuck. And that is just.
Of course you do.
Just a bunch of like real, like YG and 2 Chainz and like a bunch of ratchet music.
Yeah.
And then I have another one. I can't remember what the fuck I called that one because I just made it. But it's like a lot of trap and a little bit of like house, Zebra Cats, Azealia Banks. And some like EDM, but like good EDM, not like Britney Spears, like
remixes,
Americanized,
right.
Like real, like actual good EDM.
I'm looking at my playlist and I have some Kaya, DMX, Kanye, Travis
on,
Porter,
Kaya.
Beyonce.
You got, what Kanye you got on it though?
I'm wondering if Stronger it's... actually.
Okay.
And Black Skin Hit. I don't know why that gets
post.
Me in the mood.
What is the name of that
Crazy
song?
In Love is a great song on the treadmill.
A really fantastic song on the treadmill is Do It Again by Robin and Royksopp. If you want like a pop song and then like a really good song for the treadmill, like a hip hop song. Anything with Trina.
I have
Shut Up by Trick Daddy featuring Trina, as well as Take It to the House.
I have a B.O.B. by Outkast. That tends to get me in the mood.
Oh, yeah.
Nuck If You Buck. I Look Good by Charlie Boy. That still does it for me.
You're gonna make me pull mine out.
I have like some old shit in here. Of course, T.I. Bring Him Out. That shit is everything. It's a lot in
Fancy's
here.
Fancy's on mine.
Yanking by Lady. That's a good one. Fancy? Maybe not for the dudes. Oh, Back That Ass Up, of course. My
I
class
like
song.
The song.
It's a workout thing,
Fancy?
Yeah. Fancy, it's got like that DJ Mustard, but not DJ Mustard to it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've been a fan of Charlie XCX for a long ass time. So like, I just really enjoy that song.
What about you, Mike? You have anything, any favorites?
No vocalists. No vocalists. I don't want to be up in my feelings on the treadmill.
Yeah, no, it's usually rap that takes me there. Rap and ratchet.
Yeah, you gotta have rap. Just rap. It's all just rap.
Mostly I'm just listening to like, oh, this song bombed in. By YG.
Now you know I don't know what that is, but I'll look it up.
YG, my nigga.
Yeah. Y'all keep explaining that to me.
I imagine we're gonna hear a lot of YG this weekend.
Oh, in California.
Yeah.
He's from LA?
Yeah, he's from Compton.
From Bompton, actually.
Bompton.
Yeah.
It's just really, really, really like 40 ounce ratchet.
Yes.
I just mostly listen to ratchet music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. So thanks so much for that question, Michaela, and thanks all of you. If you have a question for The Read, send it to asktheread@gmail.com. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
Hey guys, do not forget to check out our awesome sponsors at Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website portfolio and online store. And for a free trial and 10% off, you can visit squarespace.com/TheRead and enter offer code FURY, that's 1R, at checkout. A better web starts with your website. Simple and easy, beautiful designs. Drag and drop content. We use it for thisisthread.com.
Yes, we do.
Squarespace is awesome.
Yes, you guys. Like Kid Fury said, it's so super easy to use. And they've got different templates. You can set up an online store if that's what you need. They have different levels of stuff.
Things.
Yes.
Items.
Yes, available to you for your use in building your own website. So again, head on over to squarespace.com/TheRead and use offer code FURY for a free trial and 10% off. You can start your trial with no credit card required, and you can start building your website today. We thank Squarespace so much for their support of The Read, and a better web starts with your website.
Squarespace, where your Instagram boutique can transform into a real website.
That was shade.
Let's get back to the show.
So, we are back.
This is the final portion of our little program here. We like to call it The Read.
Yes.
Hence the title of the show. My read this week, it's short and sweet. It's going to go out to people who actively seek your advice, friends, family, strangers, and don't take it.
Jesus.
And then come back to you with the same fuck shit. Let me tell you something. If you want my opinion, if you're going through something or you're asking me, hey, what you should do, I'm talking about any and everyone, I give you my honest advice or my opinion on it, and you do whatever the fuck you want to do, you have that right. Do not talk to me about it anymore. I'm finished. That's just how I feel.
Amen.
You know, and I'm sure I'm guilty of it, but I'm just saying, it's annoying as hell to have to go back and forth all the time with friends or with people over the exact same thing. It's like, girl, I told you to dump this nigga. Like, why are we still talking about this? No, girl, you should not take your sandals off at work. It's rude. It's not, you know, it's inconsiderate to your coworkers. They are going to fire you. So now when you do get fired, or like stuck in a relationship with this baby that you didn't plan on having, Jesus, it's like, I don't want to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? And don't get pissed at me. And then it's just be like, want to get angry with you. But it's like, you came to me with this problem, with your variables,
you know,
with your ex and your why.
I'm thinking of something that's so.
And I tried to fill this on out for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did my absolute best. You didn't listen to me. That's your problem. You know what I'm saying? Do you? You didn't have to. All I can do is provide you with the best word that the Lord has given to me.
Yes.
Now, if you go off and doing something else and your life ends up in shambles, I can't do anything for you. And how dare you try and get slick with me, Mitch, because I didn't do anything but try
the
and help you.
The intensity of your face.
So go sit your ass down somewhere and you put together the pieces of your life because I have nothing left.
Right. Amen.
That is mine.
Okay. Love it.
You know exactly what I'm talking
about. I do. And I just kind of, can I just talk about it or no? You don't think
so? I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I really want to, but it's some of y'all out here who need to get a fucking grip and realize that if everybody in your life is telling you that somebody ain't shit, and you just really want to hold on to the fact that the nigga is shit, even though he continuously acts like he ain't shit, then you deserve, well, then don't be surprised when fucked up shit then happens to you. Like, it just, some of y'all are stubborn though, hard-headed.
I have a lot of friends though that like, this has been our, like, history. Mm-hmm. And I feel like almost, like, a lot of people have that one friend that's always back and forth, either in a relationship or some shit with their family or job or whatever. And you're always telling them the same thing every single time they talk to you about it, which is every day. And it's like, okay, girl, well, I'm done. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm finished. And then yes. When shit hits the fan, they be mad at you. Like, well, really, this didn't involve me at all. Like, it really didn't have anything to do with me. Yeah. I just tried to put my best foot forward and help you out. Don't.
But you actually can hit your breaking point in friendships where you like, I can't be around your ass no more. Just the decisions you making and the fact that you keep running to me crying about bullshit when you keep doing bullshit. Like, you just gonna have to get the fuck away from me with all that. I get that completely. So
do you want to just fuse our reads? Like, Goten and Trunks? That one went over your head. You don't watch anime.
You know what? I was going to do one about Mark
Ruffalo?
No, bitch. I can't say this name. Chia Varela, maybe? Ooh. Chia Varela? I don't know. He's a 61-year-old former judge from Pennsylvania who has been sentenced to almost 30 years in prison because he literally sold black juvenile youth into the prison system for cash. Like, literally convicted these kids. Some of them were as young as 10 fucking years old.
What?
Yes. Wow. He has been convicted of accepting money in exchange for incarcerating thousands of adults and children into a prison facility owned by a developer who paid him under the table. See, this private fucking prison industry complex has got to go.
Gotta go.
Like, and you wonder why black kids and black adults get arrested and get in trouble for more shit than their white counterparts. Like, because you have judges literally selling their asses into the prison system.
Oh my God, this is so crazy.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned 4,000 convictions that he issued in 5 years.
Whew.
Bitch, listen. And claimed that he violated the constitutional rights of the juveniles. He was convicted of 12 counts, including racketeering, money laundering, mail fraud, and tax evasion, and ordered to pay $1.2 million in restitution. So I was definitely going to cuss that man out this week, but I really don't. You're 61 and you're going to jail for at least 30 years, which means the rest of your life. So, but fuck you, buddy. Fuck you so hard. And fuck all your friends out there, because I know it's plenty of y'all sitting on the bench now who are doing the exact same shit. And some of you are doing it for free, which I don't know if that's worse. But some of you are convicting black kids and black adults just because they're black and you're not even getting an extra check for it. You're just sending them to prison because of racism when you could be sending them for money. But either way, it's just like this whole, the way we run the justice system in this country is so fucked. And we just expect black people to sit back and just take it. Like, no matter what happens, if we are unfairly accused, unfairly convicted, if people who kill us and our children go to trial and then don't get convicted, or they get out after 6 months for good behavior or excellence while being white or whatever the fuck else, it's just like black people are always supposed to just lay back and take it. We always just supposed to roll over like, oh, well, you know, justice is served or blind or whatever the fuck else. Like, this is just some outright bullshit. But the fact that Kid Fury brought up
messed up a spirit, Lord.
Right, like, I was gonna talk about that man, but that other read that you brought up just was so relevant to my life over the past week, because I've really been wanting to address,
well,
I'm not gonna do it, but I just have been wanting to address this situation so badly, but I'm gonna let it go. I'm just gonna say that if your mama told you and I told you,
okay,
and Fury told you, and well, random strangers
what,
in the audience,
what happened?
We don't. It's not necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, people just got to take advice sometimes. You know?
You know, or if you don't take the advice, that's fine, but don't come back in my face again about it later. Okay.
Mike, do you have anything that you would like to get off your chest?
That I need to get off my chest. You know what? This is advertorial, but here's a read.
Okay.
This is a read for anybody who knows me and has not supported me yet.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm going to try to keep this read PG.
No. Why?
No.
Because my spirit, I'm trying to be a different person.
Oh, I was gonna say, please be authentic as you like. Okay.
You can
Okay, like so, like you know, for years, you do things out of this comedy. Some people they might blog or like podcasting or whatever, and people they're like, oh yeah, I see what you're doing, but they're not really supporting it. You know what I mean? You don't have to support me, but if you're not supporting me, don't ask me questions about what my next show is. Don't try to ask me if you need a link or video or something. Either come out, fuck with a nigga, or don't fuck with a nigga. It's cool. Yes. But don't try to teeter on the fence about something. You know what I mean? I do stuff for everybody. You know, if you want to fuck with me, come fuck with me. If you don't, just don't. But don't try to be one foot in the puddle, one foot on the ground. Right. You know, you either dive all the way in or you just stay your ass dry somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And speaking of which, if you're free on June 28th, you can jump in the motherfucking puddle at Comedy Outliers at the Woolly. That's 11 Barclay Street. 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. And more information at comedyoutliers.com, or you could follow me at Yo Mike Brown.
For those of you who may have not read too many books, it's O-U-T.
Outliers. It's Outliers. O-U-T. Oh, you know what? And thank you again, man. So we, I don't know if you told. Did you tell the story about the fucking snowstorm? The mess?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Can he tell it on the show or
not? Yeah, you can tell it on the show. You can tell the show. So we had a show that we were trying to do. This was like, it wasn't like a comedy show, but it was like fun. Like, okay, we'll get people around and we'll talk about like different things, whatever. Oh, and so I asked him to do it like a while, like, yo, you should come out. He was like, yo, whatever you need, I got you, right? So I was like, cool, right? That night, it was, I think, January, was it first?
I had just gotten back.
See where this is going.
It like de Blasio was just sworn in. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That same day.
And the good Lord said, let there be snow, let there be blizzard.
It was a little blizzard. I had just landed
from Miami.
Yeah. That morning.
He was always so miserable coming back from Miami anyway.
Into the
like, it was like, welcome back, bitch. Here we go.
Did you miss me in my snowy vagina right here? Just gonna
and that show.
And
you
actually went?
Oh no, yeah. We went. So I was with my lady. I was like, all right, well, we're going because I was telling my boy Brandon. Shout out to Brandon Collins, man. It's actually his birthday. That's why we're doing the show. Whatever.
Oh yeah, happy birthday. Yeah.
So we were like, yo. I'm like, yo. You know, I'm driving there. We're gonna drive out there like idiots. We're gonna drive out to this thing. Yeah. We'll come meet you at the spot and give you a ride there. What would probably take like 15 minutes to get there took us like an hour and a half.
Nah.
We literally drove a blizzard.
Sounds like it would have been faster on the train. Was the train even running though?
I don't know. They told everybody to stay home. That was de Blasio's first.
Wow.
And people came out.
People came out though. It was de Blasio's first. He got sworn in that morning. His first thing was like, all right, everybody just stay home.
Yeah. I remember how bad the winter really got it. Way too real.
It was a bitch.
It was rough. I'm still a little scarred by
and now
it.
It's just like extremely hot. There's no ventilation.
I really appreciate
but
the heat
I prefer
though.
The heat.
Yes.
By far. Yes. I'm not a fan of sweating, especially that one drop that just rolls ever so slowly down your back.
Yeah. Back sweat is really when your t-shirt starts sticking to you, mm-hmm. Like, okay, this is the worst. God. This is bad.
Mm.
Yes.
But I'll take that every damn day.
I just knew your ass was going to be like, so listen, I'm not going out in no fucking blizzard.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to hit me back, reschedule when I can see the ground. But as for right now, I'm not going.
Only because it was mine.
He came out and I'm just thank you. Because I know that was, even that whole night, it was just because like we were there and then it was me and the other comedian. We were talking about, I think, like twerking, and then it got into like a racial thing.
Listen,
it was just like I knew he was like done. I was like, all right, we gotta just wrap this whole thing up.
I have to talk about this because listen, the topic was like Miley Cyrus twerking or something like that, and I just brought up like how whack cultural appropriation is, mm-hmm. and how it's just kind of annoying to constantly see like little white teens take things from hip hop culture or urban culture and then like jump out the window with it and act fucking crazy for right. like, you know, shit that we talk about all the yeah. time. And I mentioned that, and this other comedian, we don't even need to say his name, but this other comedian, oh, Jesus. A white guy, was okay. like, oh no, Miley Cyrus is not racist and Justin Bieber is not racist for twerking or whatever else. And I was so annoyed. Like, I didn't even want to be funny anymore. I was annoyed because it's like, you're not listening to what I'm saying. No one's saying that Miley Cyrus is racist. Racism and cultural appropriation are two different things, because race and culture are two different things.
Come on.
But it was just kind of like, I don't think that he heard what I was saying, and it was like, let me be loud and drunk and funny. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna let you have your yeah. get your life right yeah. over there.
Well, as soon as white people hear racist, a wall goes up. It's
yeah.
just like,
listen,
I'm not racist. No, I am not.
I have plenty of black employees, and I love them all just the same.
There are two black guys in my pledge class.
I got each a card for Christmas. They all were invited to the party, and they all
kids came to my kids' birthday party. My kids play with their kids.
Oh,
not
man.
Fucking racist.
Oh, I voted for Obama
twice.
You know, turned down. About. You oh the way you turned down. It was just
I
like
it.
I didn't
I
mean
it.
To.
102 was zero, like, nigga, real quick.
You know, don't like when people are like screaming over you, or if they're screaming over you, at least listen to what I'm saying. Like, you talking loud and you're not listening to what I'm saying because you're missing the point.
So you wanted to fight.
So you loud and wrong.
You were annoyed. I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Yeah, he
and then he wanted to do the whole let's shake hands after thing. And I had to do it too, because I didn't want to be the angry nigga on top of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then we went home in the blizzard. So
then we drove home.
In the Blasio's blizzard.
5 inches of snow off the window.
That white man told y'all to keep y'all asses at home, and you didn't listen.
We had the show must go on.
Show must.
Speaking like of shows.
Oh, man.
Comedy Outliers, June 28th.
Yes.
This Saturday, The Reed, LA.
Yes.
We're really excited to finally be doing a show in Los Angeles. I hear everybody in the Bay Area, too. I didn't know that they're apparently extremely far apart.
Yes, that's not driving distance. Yeah.
You've been to LA before, right?
I've been to LA twice.
You've been to LA twice.
I've never been to the Bay
Area. I've been to San Diego, but not
California,
LA.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to go for the first time. I've heard good things about your weather, so...
You guys need to.
And I looked at the forecast. It's giving you sun.
Good.
Yeah, it's all sun.
I'm so excited.
Have a bathing suit ready to go. Go and jump in some water.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Jump
I'm
in some water.
Totally ready.
We should go to Venice Beach.
Yes, God. Sure.
I've still never been to Venice Beach though.
Whatever that is. But yes, thereadla.com, and also we will be doing our VIP ticket giveaway on the internet on Friday. So if you're listening to this
today.
Yes, today. You better keep your ass on the internet, because we'll be giving away some VIP tickets on twitter.com/thisistheread. Make sure you follow us at facebook.com/thisistheread. And of course, you can check out every episode and see guest bios, like one from Mr. Mike Brown, and information on where he'll be performing later this month on thisistheread.com. This episode of The Read again is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY. That's squarespace.com, offer code FURY. Anything else for you, Kid Fury?
Twitter.com/KIDFURY. And things. Mike, what's your Twitter? Where can the people follow you?
Oh, you guys can follow me. Twitter at Yo Mike Brown. Instagram at Yo Mike Brown. Just follow me. Don't be weird, though, but follow me.
Yeah.
Just please don't be weird.
And good crystals luck. With an S.
Oh yeah, twitter.com/crystals. But yeah, whatever. the internet.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, that pretty much wraps it up for The Read. And we will. Do you have something else or no? You good?
My acronym.
Oh yes, bitch, you bringing
this
that back?
Week is SMB, and it's dedicated to all of you hating hoes. Suck my balls.
I love you.
See you next week.